Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Very likely, this should have been a two-dose vaccine to begin with. So the idea of making a recommendation that people who originally received J&J should receive a second dose, 18 or older, with none of the restrictions about whether or not you're at a high risk or not at a high risk, is that everyone who received that first dose of J&J, who are 18 and older, should receive it. So I think that's a very good thing. And I think it's very favorable for those who have received the J&J vaccine. I don't see that as a problem at all.
Not a problem, but again, we just want to be clear about what's happening, who needs what, who should get what. And on Friday, an FDA advisory panel unanimously recommended the booster shot for every J&Jer 18 and up. Now, that was news to David because I spoke with him. He got the J&J and he's like, well, I don't think I'm eligible for a vaccine. And I said, well, then we better get some questions answered. And thank goodness, Minnesota Department of Health Assistant Commissioner Dan Huff, just such a busy guy, took time to answer our questions. Dan, welcome back to the show.
Hey, thanks, Trudan. I hope you're doing well. Beautiful day.
Oh, stunning. Absolutely stunning. Yes, thank you. Thank you for joining us. So let's talk about this. That was the question over the weekend. I got the J&J vaccine. Do I need a booster? Can I get one? And then which one? So how would you answer that series of questions?
Well, we're still waiting for final approval from the FDA and CDC. But here's what happened last week. There's a committee that advises the FDA. It's called VRBPAC. And they reviewed data and said, you know what, if you had the J&J, we are suggesting that FDA authorize use for you to have a booster. And that's everyone, as you heard from Dr. Fauci, everyone 18 and older who already had the J&J. If you had the Moderna, we're suggesting that the FDA authorize the use of a half a dose booster for Moderna, if you've already had the full series. Now, what happens is the FDA, so there's a few more steps. The FDA has to accept that recommendation, authorize it. Then the CDC actually provides the guidance to doctors, and then they have to adopt the guidance for doctors. And then you can go to your Walgreens, to your pharmacy, to your physician, to a state site, and get that booster of J&J or Moderna.
Okay, so somebody like David, who is 35 years old, he had the one-shot J&J. He wouldn't be able to walk into a CVS or a Walgreens right now and say, I'd like a booster?
Nope, but he probably will next week. CDC is going to be looking at it, or the committee that advises CDC is going to look at it on the 21st, and then CDC will be ruling probably pretty quickly after that. So I'm guessing by next week.
Now, and correct me if I'm wrong, I just want to be clear on the messaging. Dr. Fauci said that it's probably best for the J&J folks to get boosters of a different vaccine. Is that true?
Yeah, so that's the other thing that the data are showing. It may be mixing or matching is best for the J&J. So like one J&J and then your second shot being maybe a Moderna, maybe a Pfizer. That looks really promising as well to actually give you even better immunity than just two J&Js.
Okay. Then what about, oh, wait, David, do you have a question? Because I'm asking all about David's health on the air. Maybe I should have had him sign a HIPAA form or something.
Yeah, I guess so. No, I just, that seems so counterintuitive to me to explain why that would be a good idea. I got the J&J, and now you're telling me, oh, just go and get the Pfizer or maybe the Moderna or, like, who knows? Like, explain how that works and why that would make sense to somebody like me that's like, I just know J&J. That doesn't make sense.
Well, so think about the reason of a vaccine is it basically it trains your immune system. It gives you a fire drill of what it would look like if you actually got the real virus. And it runs through that fire drill and it learns how to fight the real virus. And sometimes you have to run through the fire drill more than once. And you kind of forget after a while, so you get a booster to run it through again, and then your body's like, oh yeah, I remember how to do this. Well, the J&J is like one type of fire drill, and the Pfizer or Moderna is a completely different type. Sometimes, for whatever reason, the body just responds better to those two different types than it would to just the J&J twice in a row.
Okay, so that makes sense to you, David? It's sort of just revving it up in a different way, building up different immunities.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
I'll do what the doc says.
That's right, or whatever Dan says. So, Dan, but what about the folks that got, and forgive me if there are remedial questions, I just want to be very clear for everybody. What about the folks like I got a Pfizer, or if you got a Moderna, should you then switch and get a J&J booster, or should you get an opposite booster of what you had, either Pfizer or Moderna?
Well, first of all, none of these questions are remedial, because I agree, it's confusing, right? You've got three different types of vaccines. We're hearing you do this for that one, that for this one. It's if you had either the Moderna or the Pfizer, the evidence shows that a booster is really what you need. So the same one. For Pfizer, it's the exact same. For the Moderna, it's a half dose. What's important right now is for the Pfizer and the Moderna, that is only for folks who are 65 and over, have underlying health conditions, or work at a high-risk occupation like a teacher or a first responder. But for J&J, for David in this case, it looks like everyone who had J&J is going to be advised to get either a second J&J or one of the what we call the mRNA vaccines, which are the Pfizer and Moderna.
Okay. And while we have you here, any update on when the young kids are going to be available? It's going to be available for kids like under 12?
Yeah. So October 26th. Is when the committee advising the FDA is going to vote. And then from there, it'll go to the CDC, kind of that same process. My guess is we'll have authorization first week in November. And as soon as it's authorized, we are poised to roll it out. So you'll see that happening in the first week or two of November would be my guess.
Okay. I was reading today, let me just even pull up the headline in the Star Tribune. Minnesota has the nation's seventh highest COVID case rate, more than 1,000 hospitalizations. Are you surprised by this? Can you explain any of it?
Yeah, I guess I'm disappointed. I'm not surprised. And this kind of gets back, you know, we talked a lot about boosters and second doses. The number one thing is to make sure you get vaccinated. So, David, even though they're saying, hey, we think a second shot of J&J is for everyone. The one shot, you are still have really good protection. The one shot of the J&J is better than probably the average flu shot against COVID than the flu shot against flu. So it's still a good shot. The first thing is everybody needs to get vaccinated. If we had a higher vaccination rate, we would not see so many people in the hospital. We hit over 1,000 beds of people that are hospitalized because of COVID in the state on Friday. That's a scary number because that's 1,000 beds that if I needed them for a heart attack or my kid got hit on her bike, they may not be available because they're full with somebody with COVID. So yeah, it's worrisome, and it has to do with we don't have as many people vaccinated as we need, and we need to be wearing masks indoors. We need our kids wearing masks in school. A lot of this has been driven in our school cases, actually. We're really worried about the uptick of how many kids are getting sick with COVID right now.
And so you're seeing, that was my next question, is this a high and we're going to peak and come down, or you still think we're going higher?
Well, that's the, I wish I could read the crystal ball. Right now, we're still going up. I can tell you after we've gone down that we peaked, but right now we're still going up. What we have seen is that states that go up slowly tend to come down slowly, and those that go up super fast tend to go down kind of fast. It's sort of a weird peak. Okay. Don't know what we're going to do yet. We've been on a steady, just going up the hill like a train for quite a while now, and we just don't know where that's going to peak. But we can change that trajectory. We can totally change it by vaccinating and by wearing masks, staying home when we're sick.
Dan Huff, we appreciate you. Thanks for the clear information and the truth. I appreciate it. Assistant Commissioner Dan Huff from MDH. Thanks, Dan.
Thank you so much. Have a great day, Jordana. You too, Dave.
Got it. You too. You too, sir. That's right. We can beat this if we get vaccinated. Bottom line, that's what he said. You heard it from the horse's mouth.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2 times points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.